afternoon. I'm Kate Manahan. Thank you for listening to What Mama Wants. I think Mother Earth wants less toxics and more health for her whole planet. This is a chance to hear from educators, policymakers, and scientists about the role toxics like radon, PFAS, and arsenic are playing in our daily lives. My guest today is Will Chappell. Will's the president of Air and Water Quality Incorporated, a Maine-based business that helps homeowners resolve water quality concerns that come up. Since access to clean drinking water is predicted to be one of the biggest global issues in the coming century, it's great to have Will in the studio with me today to think about clean, safe drinking water. Will, thank you so much for being my guest on What Mama Wants today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, great. I think about water a lot, and so it's fun to get to talk to a professional about it. In this rural state of Maine, just over half of all the residents drink from residential wells, and that's more than any other state. And while we have rigorous water quality testing at the city and municipal level, that still leaves roughly half of our citizens without anyone really testing or purifying their water if they aren't paying attention. So you've been into lots of homes, and you know what people need, and I'm kind of curious what your business has to offer. Can you tell us about Air and Water Quality?
Of course. Air and Water Quality is a home service provider, specifically in the water treatment and radon mitigation space. We help homeowners solve water and radon problems. We enjoy what we do. We love helping people and love educating our customer base. So if someone has questions, concerns about either the quality of the water or radon mitigation, we help guide people through that process, whether or not be testing or then to solutions as well.
Yeah. Well, it's different everywhere because water's always different. And I know that you all just follow the EPA and Maine guidelines as much as you can.
Absolutely. So we recommend testing just like the CDC, EPA, state of Maine would recommend a comprehensive well water test every 3 to 5 years for a homeowner. They are done through third-party certified laboratories in the state of Maine. We have relationships with several in the state and can help a homeowner either take that test themselves, help them do it, or recommend a testing professional.
Yeah, and I think that's so important, and you don't think about it until you need it, but you don't want the person selling you to also be testing your water and telling you what you have. So these third-party testers keep everybody, you know, just in a scientific place.
Correct. Air and Water Quality keeps an arm's length away from the testing process for that conflict of interest concern. We want to help. We offer solutions to solve problems. So we don't really want to be the person testing that identifies a problem. We can help homeowners identify those and get the right tests and put them in touch with the right people. And then we can have great conversations about what your results look like and how we can help from there.
Yeah. And I would imagine that it comes up naturally when people sell their homes.
Absolutely, it does. A real estate transaction typically will trigger a well water test or at least a looking into the results before. In the state of Maine, there's a typical disclosure on a real estate transaction. So the seller of the property discloses information that they know about the home. Also, most home inspectors will do a test of their own or at least look at the results that were provided by a seller.
Yeah, it's really important. And are there other times besides real estate transactions that come up a lot for people for a time to test?
Sure, absolutely. New construction, and then really wanting to have a better understanding of the water quality that you're consuming. We feel like having a good understanding of what comes into the home and how we're addressing it, because not all issues that come across are something that you can see, taste, smell, or touch. There's a lot of concerns in the water that you wouldn't know that are there unless you do the testing.
Boy, that's such an important point. Previously on this show, we've talked a lot about arsenic and PFAS in residential wells and how they've impacted the health of people who have been drinking from them. 2 years ago, Maine passed a law that landlords had to test for arsenic and reveal the results of those tests to their tenants. This year, there's a bill suggesting we do the same with PFAS, same process. So I think you said people should test every 3 to 5 years with their residential wells. How do you even get started?
Sure. We'd recommend you can reach out to us. We would be more than happy to help guide through that process. But getting started is a phone call away to get in touch with either a treatment provider or a laboratory to get that process of testing started. We can recommend a testing professional, or there are lots of easy homeowner test kits that the homeowner can practically take the test themselves, and it goes prepaid postage to a certified laboratory, and they'll get a copy of the results in typically 3 to 5 business days.
And I understand there are labs all over the state. It's not like your water has to travel too far.
Correct. There are several certified laboratories inside the state of Maine.
And before you said you recommend a comprehensive test, are there less comprehensive ones to choose from?
Yes. In the testing world, there are a number of different variables. Minerals, heavy metals, there are tests that range from just testing one item, such as what we could test for arsenic, for example, and just test one particular. A comprehensive test contains about 25 of the most common concerns that we would have in the state of Maine. And so rather than do just a couple different items of heavy metals or safety, which might include bacteria, we'd recommend that the comprehensive be done and you test all 25 all at once to get a good sample of what the water is looking like.
And I want to mention here that for people who are low-income Mainers, there are free tests available and money set aside just for this very purpose. We have so many people drinking from residential wells, and not everybody feels that they have the money to test. And so if you just do a Google search for free well water testing for low-income Mainers, you will come to the state of Maine's page where you can apply to get a free water test. I think that's so important, because you can't see or smell or taste the problem sometimes, and we want everybody to know.
Absolutely. I know there are multiple programs through the state that offer help to those who might need it when it comes to either testing or treatment as well, whether it be arsenic or PFAS.
Yes, that's very true. I think water is so interesting because there's so much science to it. And you think when you look at a glass of water, water is water, but it sure isn't, depending on where your water was born, the rocks that it ran past on the way to the well pump, you get something really different. And there's a lot of science involved in treating water and removing those heavy metals you mentioned. Certainly not a one-size-fits-all treatment, because the water isn't the same everywhere. I wondered if we could talk some about the biggies and the things that people most often find when they're testing their well water and how you approach each one.
Absolutely. So you're 100% right in that not all water is created equal. And we have several different methods that we would employ to treat water. And there are different processes, from ion exchange, which is typically a water softener, to mechanical filtration, to aeration, disinfection, reverse osmosis, several different types. And sometimes we'll use a combination of these in concert to find the perfect solution for that individual's water quality.
It says on your website something like engineers, chemists, and biologists all working together to get your water right.
That's what's great about air and water quality. That's what we are. We're problem solvers. We live, breathe,
drink,
radon mitigation and water quality. And so going in to help a customer, you know, who has a problem with the water, and at the end of the day, we give that peace of mind and that quality water or mitigate radon, you know, that's just a real satisfaction for our company. It's why we do what we do. And so, you know, now I'm proud to say we're 35 strong across the whole state, helping solve people's problems. And that's, you know, it's not always a one-size-fits-all solution. So that's where the 30-plus years of experience comes in and helps us.
Yeah, let me run a few ideas by you and see, for people with these different problems, what you come up with.
Sure.
So arsenic occurs naturally in areas with lots of granite, and it's also a residual from pesticide use from old apple orchards and things like that prior to some pesticides getting ruled out in the 70s. People exposed to this might notice symptoms like vomiting, headaches, abdominal cramping, numbness. It can also decrease the IQ of children drinking contaminated water, which is not reversible. If a customer got a water test back that read that it was over the state limit, I think that's 10 UGLs, what would you be able to offer them? What have you heard of in terms of people's needs kind of before and after?
Absolutely. So we would first schedule a time to talk and look at their individual home so that we can talk specifics about their location and what works best for that potential customer or family. I'm partial to the process of reverse osmosis. It is an excellent method to solve heavy metals, including arsenic, and it treats typically drinking water. But the advantage of reverse osmosis, I can't say it enough, is it treats not only arsenic, but it'll provide bottled water quality water at another tap or ice maker for cooking and drinking. And so outside of reverse osmosis, we have other methods to treat, and those we could explore for any individual. And again, water treatment is not all one size fit all. So we're excited to have different solutions, but I really like reverse osmosis drinking water system because outside of just treating for arsenic, it provides that real peace of mind that treats for many, many other things that could be in the water.
Mm-hmm. And I think one really fascinating thing is that you can live next door to somebody who has a wicked bad arsenic problem, and the water table runs a little differently, and it's not the same stuff coming by your well pump, and you can have very different levels.
You're 100% correct. The aquifer, just because neighbors live in proximity to each other and their wells might be relatively close to each other, is no guarantee of water quality being similar. So it really is important to test your individual water source and understand it so that you can have that peace of mind and get whatever treatment or help you might choose to have.
Kind of surprises me with having such a high percentage of our state drinking residential wells that physicians don't have that as an intake question on their forms. There's so many people who have gastric upset or something, and I don't think it's very common for the doctor to say, well, do you drink from a well? And I think I'd love to see that move in the future where that's part of the questions we ask.
I think that's a great idea. When you bring that up, it makes me think. So I have a 5-year-old daughter, and she has her routine checkups. And going in and sitting on those, they ask a couple questions similar for children. And I think they're more surrounded by whether or not you're public or not for fluoride, if fluoride's in the water, for teeth and for her dentist appointments. But I think expanding that to across the board and have it on an intake question is a wonderful idea.
Yeah. Have you had customers who are suffering from some of these symptoms that then get their water treated and can stay where they are?
Absolutely. So we'll definitely have a portion of our customer base who is having an issue, a health issue, and they consult their physician and maybe they get a blood test back, or they're experiencing symptoms. And so they're looking for external sources of what could potentially be the cause. And so they find us and we do some testing. And, you know, in some courses it's arsenic, uranium, radon. I don't know exactly which one, but absolutely we find people who are experiencing symptoms, and it's really satisfactory to get a solution in that can help them on the road to recovery.
Oh, yeah, for sure. If you're drinking arsenic and you stop drinking arsenic, your body eliminates the arsenic pretty quickly. But that's not true for all the heavy metals, but that one can flush out. But you can still have permanent damage. And Maine, for some reason, they thought years ago, wow, we really have a high level of bladder cancer in this state, and we don't know why. But I think people have started to point back to arsenic as being one of the reasons.
Sure, and even you could check the dates, but it wasn't too long ago that the state's recommended levels were 50 micrograms per liter, and they reduced them down to 10. I know we have some neighboring states who have a recommendation of 5, so that could be changing. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a fascinating part, what people decide is safe for you. Yep. So even if you have 10 UGLs, you may decide, I'd like to filter my water because on some days it's probably 12 and some days it's probably 6. And maybe I'd like to have as little as New Jersey with only 5.
Absolutely. I'll use an example. A friend of mine recently built a home and put a new well online, and we came out to help test and offered some solutions for what he needed. And kind of an interesting fact about the tests when you get them back is sometimes there's a green check, sometimes there's a red X, sometimes there's a little yellow triangle, sometimes there's nothing at all. And those are just general guidelines based on what the EPA and the state are recommending for primary or secondary standards. In their case, they happen to have 8 micrograms per liter of arsenic, which, for better or worse, comes with a green check mark on the test because it's less than the 10 micrograms per liter. knowing the family, young children, I recommended that they at least consider treatment, because in the grand scheme of things, we'd like to have zero arsenic, not 8 micrograms per liter of arsenic. And so really, when you do get a test, another recommendation of ours is to just talk to a professional, someone who understands the results, because the difference between 8, 10, and 11 micrograms per liter is probably relatively low, but one comes with a red X and one comes with a green check on the test.
And we know for all the toxics that they affect children more profoundly. Their circulatory systems are quicker, their body's ratios are different, and it's scary to think your child can lose a number of IQ points for life, even if they stop drinking the water later. So it's worth an ounce of prevention, you know.
Absolutely. Peace of mind is something I can't preach enough. You know, I happen to live on public water, but we have a drinking water system because I want that peace of mind for my 5-year-old. Like, it's just, it's what makes me feel better at night.
Yeah. So let's think about a couple other things. We've got radon, manganese, and uranium. They all have specific health woes that go with them. I was talking to somebody recently that has a radon cleaner of water in their house, and they said it's a little bit like a washing machine that kind of coughs it all up into the air and it gets filtered out. And my goodness, it is a lot of science. So if you want to prevent getting lung cancer,
sure,
liver, intestine, stomach issues from radon, what
yeah,
do you
so
do to help customers?
Radon is actually a gas. And so while it is in the water and it's a soil gas as well, our primary concern with radon is actually inhalation. Not so much as far as consumption of water that has radon in it, unless you get to very, very high elevated levels. But it's that gas. When you open a tap and you fill a glass of water, the gas is released from the water, or you take a shower and the water is no longer under pressure and that gas is released. It's now available for us to breathe. And so depending on whether it's in the water, and in the water specifically, we would recommend a system called aeration. And essentially, we blow air through the water, driving the gas off. And then we vent that concentrated radon gas to an appropriate place, following code for building and ASTM standards for radon, putting it in the right spot, and it'll dissipate out into the atmosphere. But that's how we would recommend to take it out of the water. In the air as well, it's a soil gas, so we'd employ typically what's called a subslab depressurization system, where we create a pressure differential between the home and underneath the home to prevent that soil gas from entering the structure.
So back to the serious science.
Yeah.
Yeah. How about anything about manganese or uranium that you want to add?
Sure. Manganese is most commonly a dissolved mineral in the state. It'll cause brown and black staining. It's fairly common in the state of Maine and can be solved relatively easily with a water softener. Uranium, again, like arsenic, is a heavy metal. Again, our primary recommended treatment method will be a reverse osmosis drinking water system. Arsenic, uranium, at most concentration levels, we're concerned about consumption. It's the water we drink and cook with. Not so much concerned about the water we flush a toilet with or wash our hands or even brush our teeth with that minimal contact. It's the water we consume.
If you are just joining this conversation, welcome. You're listening to What Mama Wants, Less Toxics and More Health. I'm Kate Manahan, and my guest today is Will Chappell, president of Air and Water Quality Incorporated, which is known for getting heavy metals out of residential drinking water. And we've been talking about some of the naturally occurring toxics, but I also want to ask you quickly about what can be done for people who find out they have PFAS in their drinking water. What are you all seeing, and what can be done to remediate water polluted with these stubborn man-made forever chemicals?
Sure, that's a great question, because it's becoming much, much more prevalent. You know, I can remember just 2 or 3 years ago when it was an emerging contaminant that we were just kind of starting to wrap our heads around. And since then, we've treated hundreds of homes in the state and have seen, you know, lots of concerned people. There are multiple ways in which you can treat for PFAS. We offer several solutions, from point of entry, so treating all the water in the home, to also drinking water systems, again, reverse osmosis. We're fortunate to have a reverse osmosis system that is certified for PFAS removal. Testing is another challenge because the minimum requirement, there's so many chains of PFOA and PFAS that it can be a little daunting whether or not how many chains to test and how you go about wrapping your head around that.
Yeah, there are about 12,000 of them, and we test for about 6.
That's correct. And the limits, the recommended limits have gone, you know, from an emerging contaminant 70 parts per trillion down to now the state of Maine is at 20 and looking at guidelines much lower than that. So it's parts per trillion, which is a very, very small amount.
It's wicked toxic.
Yeah. And so the testing also is, in relative terms, kind of expensive. And so talking to a professional, if you have a specific concern, I know the DEP has contacts out there available as well.
And I want to say that it is expensive to go and get an planned for expensive testing your water. But, you know, cancer treatments are more expensive and infertility issues and low birth weights and all those kinds of things. And so as a public health effort, I would just encourage people to go ahead and find the money. Give your loved one something for Valentine's Day. How about you test your water and find out if you're okay? Because these things are really stubborn and can affect our health profoundly. And I wanted to just say again, if you don't have money to do it, go ahead to free well water testing for low-income Mainers on your Google search, and you will find the way to free tests.
Absolutely. So we have PFAS test kits at our office and can help anyone who might be interested in having that conversation. It is kind of scary how low quantity of concentration of contaminant can be so negative, particularly on a impactful group, pregnant women, young children. And so I can only second what you say as far as we want to be as safe as we can because it's the next generation.
There are the things we can't control, but there are things we can control, and testing our water is one of them. In Maine, we should be so vigilant about it because so many people are on residential wells. So what do you think Mama wants? What does Mother Earth want regarding water?
Well, that's a great question, Kate. Having been in water for a number of years now, the quality matters so much. And, you know, it's learning the life cycle of water and how it is regenerative and consistently the same amount of water that was on the earth a million years ago is still here today. So in just different forms and how it cycles through, it's really just fascinating. It's kind of what gets our juices flowing. But really, I think from our perspective, the peace of mind and health and safety of our family members and friends is of utmost importance.
Yeah, she has a pretty miraculous water cycle. So to close this interview, I'd like to ask you a few quick questions about just your personal relationship
Absolutely.
With the earth. Yeah? Okay. As a kid, what was your favorite thing to do outside in nature? I think you grew up in Tennessee, didn't you?
I did grow up in Tennessee. I used to love fishing off the dock of the Tennessee River at my grandfather's home. I can remember Saturday mornings my father would take me, and he had a wonderful small dock off the river of the Tennessee, and we'd throw a cast and sit out there for a couple hours. And, you know, having three generations together is a fond memory of mine.
That's so cool. Yeah. Did you keep the fish?
No, we'd throw them back. They were pretty small, and many times that we didn't catch anything, but it was more about the act of being together.
Oh, yeah, it's so cool. That's so cool. Can you describe a time when you were in nature and you felt real awe?
Absolutely. What comes to mind instantly was I actually took a work trip out to Reno, Nevada for a water conference, and I snuck away for a day to go skiing in Tahoe. And one of my first trips up the mountain at a particular resort has an amazing view of the mountains to the right and then Lake Tahoe to the left. And honestly, I sat down for probably 5 to 10 minutes. I was by myself and really just took it in. It was unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. More of that fabulous form of water.
Absolutely.
And what's one thing you currently wonder about in nature? Something you think about, puzzle over, ask yourself?
Sure. You know, I would say the ever-evolving change in climate is what, you know, I would think about. I'm a skier, snowboarder, and I love my Wayne winters. And, you know, I get saddened or concerned to think about how limited snow is today and has been and on the decline. I can remember my parents are from Massachusetts, and you know, they talk about winters and how cold it used to be and how snow used to be around for much longer than it is now. And so I wonder what my daughter will have 20 years from now, whether she'll have Maine ski winters.
Mm-hmm. And finally, what's your favorite baby animal?
Baby animal, great question. You know, I would say it's definitely a cheetah right now. My daughter and I watched Sunday mornings. We try and watch some educational animal-based shows. And so we recently just watched a show on National Geographic that had baby cheetahs, and my daughter was all about them. So
that's
so
great.
I'm all in.
There's a lot of awe there.
Yeah.
That's the best use of the tool. Will, you and your team are providing a service that helps keep many people safe from toxics that they can't see or smell. And there's little that's more essential for good health and longevity than clean drinking water. Thank you so much for being my guest today on What Mama Wants.
Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.